This morning, we have a fellow named Joe Pug, and he's been heard in Austin, and he's from Maryland, and he's going to be singing us some songs before he goes back to Maryland, and he's going to be at Antone's, and that's going to be tonight at about 8 o'clock. And so, Joe, welcome to the studio with
Thank
your
you
bright
so
eyes.
Much for having
I
me.
I see you got a harmonica on your face, and you got your guitar in your lap, and you're ready to go.
I'm ready to rock.
So sing me some songs.
Starts on Monday, and Christmas starts in June. When no one minds, I just arrived. I'll be leaving soon. If I return with eyes half open, don't ask me where I was. I'll do my father's drum. Every revolution is sponsored by the state. There's no bravery in bayonets, in tearing down the gates. If you see me with a rifle, don't ask me what it's for. I fight my father. Hunger strikes a fashion, and freedom is reality. When all the streets in Cleveland and Abraham Martin is a key, you will see me at the protest, but you'll notice that I drink. I burn my father's flag. Starts on Monday, and Christmas starts in June. When no one minds, I'll just arrive. I'll be leaving soon. If I return with eyes half open, don't ask me where I was. I'll do my father's drums.
And that was Joe Pug, and we're happy to have him in our studio. He's playing Antone's tonight at 8 o'clock. And that was a song you call I Do My Father's Drugs.
Yes.
My goodness. And Burn Your Father's Flags, too.
Yeah, that's one of the lyrics.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. It's a good song. It's a
thank you.
A Latter-day protest song.
I'd like to think so.
Yep, it's a good one. I liked it. And is there an overriding theme to your concert tonight, a performance at Antone's?
Well, I like to, since I'm playing solo, I like to tell some stories as well and keep, I mean, my music's pretty heavy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of
has message.
Yeah, there's a message to it, which is good and it's important. But, you know, at the same time, I've done this for a long time and I know people are coming out to a club to drink beer and enjoy themselves. So I'd like to think over the years I've learned how to make the show fun and you know, put in a little bit of sugar with the medicine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's the secret. But Mom knew it a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, so let's have another song, Joe.
Sure.
Have you noticed a young man about just my height, coming and going at all hours hours of night. Did he knock on your front door? Did you let him in? Are you familiar with the stranger I've been? Are you familiar with the stranger I've been? Well, I started out honest and true to my word, but somewhere I lost it. I took a wrong turn. Now it's over, and oh how the disguise has worn thin. Are you familiar with the stranger I've been? Are you familiar with the stranger I've been? If he treated you rotten, if he took all you had, then I'm asking forgiveness on another's behalf. 'Cause I look in the mirror and I know I'm not him. Are you familiar with the stranger I've been? Are you familiar with the stranger I've been?
Joe Pug in our studio today here at KUTX 98.9, and he's going to be at Antone's tonight at 8 o'clock. And I read some of your bio, and you've been compared to John Prine, and I can certainly hear that comparison in that song you just sang with the...
That's a huge compliment.
With, well, you know, you've got the double identity going on. You've got several personas, and all within the one perspective. So it's really, really cool. Are you familiar with The Stranger I've Been?
Yeah, that's a brand new song. I just wrote that, and it's the first time I've played it. I mean, that first John Prine record, the self-titled one with him sitting on that hay bale, someone gave it to me when I was like 17 years old, mm-hmm. and I'd only listened to, you know, rock, Nirvana, and stuff like that, and someone gave me that John Prine album, and it blew my mind wide open. And if it was possible to wear out a CD, I don't know if you could, but I certainly did. I could probably play that record from memory right now. You know,
right,
I love that record.
Well, John Prine is an extraordinary talent. He was when he came out. You know, nobody had heard anything quite like that before. He made you think while you were enjoying the hell out of the songs.
Yes, and when you go to his concerts... I mean, he's funny on stage.
Oh, like he's hysterical.
He's singing about, you know, veterans who've become, you know, strung out and all these very serious life or death things. And he's able to make you feel comfortable while you're in the audience and enjoy it and really listen.
I think that's what one of your objectives is tonight at Antone's, where you're going to be playing and singing your songs.
Yeah.
It's going to be a solo show, right?
Solo.
Okay. And you're going to be moving back to Maryland where you're from because you guys had a little baby.
Yeah,
and the baby wants to be close to the grandparents.
Yeah. We're going to go back near Grandma and Grandpa, and our little boy Rudy can hang with them. We've been in Austin for 7 years now, and we've rented a house from the former head of the Texas Music Commission, Casey Monahan.
How about that? Casey.
Yeah. He's been our landlord and my friend for 7 or 8 years now, and he's really done us right. And yeah, it's been a real journey down here for us.
Well, best wishes when you go back to Maryland, but especially best wishes tonight when you sing your songs at Antone's.
Thank you, brother.
Carry on. One more song.
Thanks. Yeah.
Don't take everything say to heart. Don't Don't pick every unkind word apart. It's a brave new world, but some things still hold true. The seasons change and people change there too, 'cause they don't know beauty, just the costume. Don't know music, just the volume. Stay and dance with just who brought you. When the lights come up, baby, nothing else remains. So grab that waiting wheel and set your course. Let the chorus waver back and forth. It's you alone knows where the greatness lies. So meet their doubtful gazes eye to eye. They don't know beauty, just the costume. Don't know music, just the volume. Stay and dance with just who brought you. Stay and dance with just who brought you. Stay and dance with just who brought you. When the lights come up, baby, nothing else remains. When the lights come up, baby, nothing else remains.
Joe Pugged in our studio today. Some nice songs, and maybe there will be some swiveling hips at the Antone's venue tonight, hearing your songs and drinking some beer or whatever. And Joe Pug will be there at 8 o'clock tonight, singing songs. You've got CDs available and all that kind of
thing.
We
got records, we got shirts, we got hats, we got timeshare opportunities to talk to people about. We got a lot of stuff.
Boy, you're covering all bases. It's been great to meet you today, Joe. And
as an Austinite, it's a real pleasure to be on your show, and thank you so much. It's really an honor, so thanks.
Thank you for coming. And thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove, and to Jake Perlman. And it's been sounding great. And we'll see you tonight at Antone's at 8 o'clock.
Thank you.
Bye.